Everyone. Yes, happy Friday to you too, Jessica, and everyone. It's good to see you all. We'll go ahead and get started. I think we do have a few more people joining us, but we'll might as well just go ahead and start. I'm Dr. Lisa Liceno. I'm the Director of the Program for Instructional Excellence, or PIE for short. And we are very excited that we have a wonderful workshop for you today and that it is the wonderful day of Friday on top of it. So two wonderful things that are happening right now. Thank you for joining us again. And I'd like to go ahead and welcome you to Enhancing Teaching in Virtual Reality. Dr. Kay is here from Educational Psychology and Learning Systems, and I'll go ahead and hand things over to her, and she will probably introduce the folks that she has with her here today.
Yes. Hi, everyone. This is Feng Feng Ke, and I'm from one of the program cards, Instructional Systems and Learning Technologies, which is under the Department of Educational Psychology and Learning Systems. And we actually have a team here, Zaihuan, Chipu, and Luke, all the doctoral students that have been helping with me with this project. And we are more than happy to be here. And like what Lisa said, this is a wonderful moment of the Friday to talk about virtual reality. And hopefully this can prepare you good enough for the weekend and the coming semester to hopefully have a different view about what we are doing right now in e-learning, in virtual teaching and learning situation. So this is a topic about the virtual reality, and that's why this workshop will be quite hands-on. And we're gonna spend most of the time actually playing as a teacher or student in different scenarios of teaching in virtual world. And you're going to see some of the virtual world look very familiar, like Florida State University campus. If you haven't visited the campus for some time, this may remind you of the memory again in our beautiful FSU campus. But before we go ahead and do that, I just want to spend maybe 10 minutes, do a very brief introduction about why we are doing this workshop and why we are doing this virtual reality-based simulation about teaching. And feel free to ask me questions or stop me if you have any about the content of the slide. I possibly would not be able to see the chat very easily just because this full view, but my team, they're going to remind me. Okay, so why teaching? I guess if you are here, you're somehow interested in becoming a potential teacher or become a mentor or maybe a coach that involves certain kind of communication that involves transferring of the knowledge. And for me, teaching actually is not my innate topic or maybe my innate interest 20 years ago. I grew up in a math teacher family. So because my mom, it's a very strict math teacher, and somehow I did not really get very positive disposition toward teaching. And I swear I remember several like decades ago, I told myself I would never become a teacher because I don't want to be like my mom. However, Murphy's Law, it will happen, and I'm right now here as a teacher for more than, I would say, 14 years so far. So why teaching? I think a lot of people have a stereotype about a teacher and potentially think that we don't need to really do anything about teaching if we are not a teacher or faculty. However, from my perspective, after so many years of being a teacher and doing the teaching, I feel like teaching is actually a natural way to train yourself to have the so-called 21st century skills that we all talk about nowadays. And that involves critical thinking, being able to collaborate with the others, whether we are in person or across the distance in different kind of working setting. And that means we have a better communication skill to either work with our clients, work with our partners, and potentially also work with some other individuals that we are not familiar with and possibly don't understand. The most important part, that it's really creating a big need for creativity. And that means we have to be a creative problem solver, especially nowadays. So teaching, it's actually a good way to train ourselves with all the skills. I remember a long time ago, I read something about Musk, and he said that if you don't know how to explain your content in one short paragraph to the others, that doesn't mean that you really understand or fully understand what you know. So being a content expert always means that you know how to do it and you will be able to demonstrate it to the world. But being a teacher is more than just a content expert. Being a teacher means you also will be able to translate, externalize, and represent it better to the other world, to the other people who possibly speaking totally different language. And that's why we are training ourselves to be flexible in such kind of representation. And that's about teaching. Teaching also train ourselves to be self-conscious, self-regulating, and reflective. And a lot of times we have to think back and say, what did I say? What did I try to explain? And does it really transfer enough? And that's why we possibly need to reflect on and try to think about what I really know about this specific topic. And what is the most important and salient or structural characteristics about this domain that I really know and I can describe to the others? So only by reflecting on what we know, how we describe it, how do we represent it to the other world, then we can really be able to understand how to better communicate. And that reflexive mindset is very critical for the current 21st century talents. And finally, teaching is all about communicate with different people in different language, in different setting, for different kind of problems. So if you are a good teacher, then you definitely should know the art about better communicating and converging different perspective, different understanding, and potentially have a rise above in synthesizing all of this. In this world, we possibly will not disagree or agree with everyone, but it's always better to be able to understand each other and know what we are talking about. So this is why teaching and how teaching can help. Now back to what the teaching is. It's such a broad concept and such a kind of a very moving target. And that's why it's always difficult to do in teaching workshop, because teaching by nature involves a lot about adaptation. It's adapting whatever we know, our structure of the knowledge based on different kinds of settings, different needs, and different problems. It's also trying to operationalize about how we can be a better self-reflective teacher and learner. And finally, teaching is actually a big part of identity. I remember 10 years ago when I was interviewed for FSU and someone asked you, are you a researcher or are you a teacher for the first place? And my answer without any hesitance, and I said, I'm more a researcher than a teacher. Well, after all this 10 years, after going through all this kind of the experience with my career as in faculty or maybe the researcher in FSU, I will now call myself a teaching researcher. So in other words, is teaching and research actually have been so integrated in my research and in my career that it's very difficult to tell that, am I a better teacher or am I a better researcher? And for me, I always believe that a strong researcher is always a good teacher. And that's always demonstrated in a lot of respectable figures in this academic field. So that's setting up the tone for this project. And that's why we are designing and developing this mixed reality integrated learning system called MILE that hopefully will help more people who are interested in understanding what teaching can be and why teaching, to really have some hands-on practice in a different way or concrete experience in a different way about what teaching can be. So in this environment, you're going to have different kinds of roles and you're going to potentially acting as a trainee, for example, a graduate teaching assistant, and who's going to interacting with a virtual class. And in this virtual class, you of course are going to have different virtual students who may have different profiles, different needs and different actions or responses in facilitating and prompting and potentially responding to your teaching actions. And of course, you're going to have some expert acting as an observer or facilitator who help you with this simulation-based teaching process. And others will be simulated in virtual world. We call them Open Simulator, which is a server-side open source VR platform. So if you're interested in this platform for the future for yourself, for your department, you can actually host it in any kind of the servers you can have, and it's open source. And for this specific exercise, we're going to do mostly collaborative role play. So make yourself feel relaxed and try to role play different kind of the characters in the scenario and potentially observe how your peers, how the others have been doing with teaching and interaction during this situation. So we are going to targeting several kinds of skills here, but depends on the breakout rooms we have. We potentially are going to cover the topic of teaching adaptively, explaining for better understanding, and teaching you how to scaffold problem solving or how to coach the others during problem solving. And this will be just one of the scenarios that is kind of situating and demonstrating this skill. And we do have 16 scenarios in this program. And so for the future, if you want to work with us individually, you're welcome to contact us and we can do individual simulation-based mentoring with authors teaching skills. So with that all said, I want to just ask you to raise your hand if you have managed to install the Firestorm Viewer, which is the virtual reality viewer for your computer. If you don't, that's okay. We can do fine. Some observation activity and remote control for you, so you can still experience. But I would just want to make sure we know how many of you really install the Firestorm Viewer, so we can kind of do some balance ballots in assigning you to different breakout rooms before we show one of the videos. So if you can, you can raise up your hands, your virtual hands in the chat room, and my team is going to take care of that. So now, let me just click on the introduction video. All right, if you cannot hear, I think I have already shared the audio for my screen sharing, but if you cannot hear me, just let me know. I mean, if you cannot hear the video.
MILE is a teaching training project where we integrate immersive learning platforms, including virtual reality and mixed reality, to provide simulation-based teaching practice opportunities for graduate teaching assistants. Teaching is a complex problem-solving task. It requires discipline-specific knowledge, as well as pedagogical knowledge and skills. Graduate teaching assistants, GTAs, play a critical role in undergraduate education, especially in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics fields. With MILE, we provide GTAs with the situated learning experience for acquiring pedagogical knowledge and skills through simulation-based teaching practice in a variety of teaching contexts that resemble the real world. GTAs can participate in training individually or in groups. Specifically, we simulate lectures.
So can you hear the voice or no for the screen sharing of this video?
I can hear it on my end, but I noticed that if...
I'm sorry. Sorry, I cannot hear you.
Sorry, I can hear it on my end, but I noticed that when I was like on a different tab on my phone, I couldn't hear it. So maybe if anybody is on a different tab, they can try switching back and see if the audio is there.
Oh, okay. All right. That's weird.
The audio, but the video is not showing. Maybe it's on another display.
Ah, you cannot see the video? Well, okay, no. Let me reshare it. All right, sorry about that. Okay, can you see my video showing now? I'm not having to wait it. Oh, maybe I haven't. Double check it. How about now? Can you see my screen showing the video?
Yes, we can see it.
Okay, thank you so much.
MILE is a teaching training project where we integrate immersive learning platforms, including virtual reality and mixed reality, to provide simulation-based teaching practice opportunities for graduate teaching assistants. Teaching is a complex problem-solving task. It requires discipline-specific knowledge, as well as pedagogical knowledge and skills. Graduate teaching assistants, GTAs, play a critical role in undergraduate education, especially in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics fields. With MILE, we provide GTAs with a situated learning experience for acquiring pedagogical knowledge and skills through simulation-based teaching practice in a variety of teaching contexts that resemble the real world. GTAs can participate in training individually or in groups. Specifically, we simulate lectures, recitation sections, office hours, and labs. In these teaching contexts, GTAs learn and practice handling diverse student needs, teaching adaptively, explaining for better understanding, teaching students to solve problems, managing the classroom, and more. A featured element of this simulation-based teaching practice in MILE is the virtual students. These students have been carefully designed based on sophisticated student models and are integrated into the varied teaching context to simulate authentic problems that GTAs may encounter in teaching. Through interacting with virtual students and responding to their requests, GTAs are prompted to practice the targeted skills. The simulation-based teaching practice also incorporates other features. The dialogue boxes contain information, such as pedagogical knowledge and teaching tips to guide and support the GTAs during training. The interactive whiteboard allows GTAs to provide annotations to enhance teaching. There are also other virtual objects that can be used to present or obtain information and facilitate teaching, such as note cards, posters, media boards for web browsing, and simulators. With all these features, we have found MILE to have a significant impact on developing teaching skills for the GTAs based on the results of previous MILE training sessions. Finally, we also want to empower those who are educating teachers to push training further as they engage their GTAs. To this end, we developed script generators for trainers to customize training activities to meet their specific needs in using the immersive, simulation-based teaching training. Throughout the design, development, and implementation of MILE, we strive to create a scalable, versatile, and effective platform that makes best use of the educational affordances of immersive virtual environments to provide quality teaching training.
All right, that's a very brief introduction video about this specific platform. And what I'm going to do is just going to do a very quick transition to our breakout room. So for this agenda in the breakout rooms, you're going to check in. So we're going to provide you with the login ID and password at Zoom chat to log into the OpenSim Virtual World if you have already installed the Virtual World. But if you don't worry about it. We also will allow you to try our laptop through remote control in the Zoom, and you will be still able to kind of maneuver the avatars and be able to do the collaborative role play. Or if you don't want, you can also just sit there and have the share the screen and observe how the other people have been performing and conducting the teaching in the virtual world. So either way, you should be able to actively experience it. And we're gonna give you some time to debrief on it and reflect on what you have done and what you have experienced and what you have observed. And then we potentially invite you coming back to the main Zoom room after 1 hour. So I think that's it for my introduction. And I think we have, great, 25 participants. Well, we have maybe 10 or more than 13 or 14 of you here, which is great. So we possibly will divide you into two breakout rooms, and Saihuan, Luke, Chipu, and I, we were going to just facilitate the two breakout rooms for you. All right, shall we go ahead and start sending people to the breakout rooms?